Here's what I saw, here's what I heard, and see if you can catch it. Some of his names, Jesus has titles, and some of his names is the Alpha and the Omega, our advocate. He's the first and the last. He's our cornerstone. He's our deliverer. And so those are names that Jesus, different names, and there's more, the names and titles that Jesus has. And the reason he has those titles and the reason he has those names is that's what he can do. And whenever you, if you need help in something, you go to somebody who has a title. For example, if you have health problems, you go to a doctor. He has a title. All right, and that's where you go to. If you have car problems, you go to a mechanic. That's who you go to. And so you go to somebody who can help you. If you have car problems, you don't go to somebody with the title of doctor. They can't help you. You go to somebody who can help you, who has that title. And so the Lord has that title. And one of his titles, so he has all these titles, and one of his titles that he has is carpenter. He's a carpenter. And so here's a picture I saw. I saw the plans. I saw the plans for every Christian. Every Christian, I saw a man. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Or in other words, you're his house. You belong to the Lord. You're his house. He lives inside you. He has the plans. All right? And he's a carpenter. All right? I'm not a carpenter, but he's a carpenter. He's a carpenter. That's what the tape measure is for. And here's what I heard. Here's what I heard. I heard the carpenter, Jesus, say, and he's talking to me. Those are my house plans. And he's talking to you. So he's talking to me and he's talking to you. Okay? Everybody who belongs to him. Alright? You belong to him. And I heard him talk and I heard him say three words. The first word, remodel. Restore, rebuild. Remodel. Alright? Your house. House belongs to you. Remodel. Alright. You got the house. The house ain't gonna change. The house is there. But he wants to remodel. He wants to remodel some things in the house. Restore or renovate. I want to bring it back to life. There's some things I want to redo. Restore. Rebuild. Something might have been torn down or fallen apart. I want to rebuild it. I saw those words. Remodel, restore, rebuild. I heard these. You have rooms in your house, your spiritual house. The three rooms I saw, faith, hope, love. So that's what you're going to be. That's what the carpenter is getting ready to work on. All right? So our house, I'm going to talk about me. I'm not going to talk about you. My house. God's been working on, the Lord's been working on it. The carpenter has been working on this house. And he has been remodeling, restoring, rebuilding. My faith, my hope. My love. Here's what he told me. He said, Van, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that because it's my house. And I want my house to stay good. I don't want my house to crumble. I don't want it to fall apart. I want my house to be there. I want my house, and I want my house to look good. And I want my house to stay current and stay up to date. I mean, would anybody not want that? Well, Jesus wants that. And he's a carpenter. He can make sure it stays right. And if it gets out of line or out of place or get old or whatever, I can remodel. I can make more space. Faith. You're born into Christ. You're born again and you have a certain amount of faith. But over a period of time, okay, we might have to remodel some stuff. We have to move something around in that room called faith so that you can have more faith. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to deal with your house, and I'm going to deal with that room called faith, because I want you to room to get bigger, and I'm going to remodel it so that you can have more faith. Because the more faith you have, the more you'll do for God. Whatever you're doing for God right now is based off of your faith. Just take time. You'll think about it. Watch the Bible. If you have faith, you do more for God. If you don't have faith, you do little for God. God wants your faith to grow. And so he's going to work on that room called faith. because he wants you to do more by faith for him. Hope. Hope is, has to do with what you see. Not just with these eyes, but your inside, your spiritual eyes, what you see. God wants your hope to grow. He wants you to see. Because this world is dark and stuff can happen. And you can get to a place where you, man, you can't see for yourself and you can't see for somebody else. And you'll be hopeless. And it'll be dark. And you'll be like, I can't see. And so what will happen, God, he wants that hope to grow. So that you'll never get discouraged. Yes, you might go through some hell, but you'll never get discouraged. You'll never just fall apart. I can see there's something on the other side. I can make it. Faith, hope, love. We all heard about it. Love. God will give you love. The storms and the floods and the tornadoes that this world can bring, that Satan can bring, he can hit you with stuff and you lose your love. He can mess you up. You can go through a divorce. You can go through a death. A murder, something happens, something crazy comes. Somebody dies from a health problem, health issue. Something happens, and man, that can tear your love apart. Hate can hit you in such a way that you, I don't trust nobody. And that could happen. And God will have to rebuild that room. Everybody understand? That makes sense. Faith, hope, and love, those rooms, the carpenter is going to work on them. He wants to get them up to speed. Here's the three things the Lord said to me. He said, Van, and he said, look at your life. Look at where you done came from. Look what I brought you through to let you know it's true. And trust me. Here's the three things. I want you to know if you ever, and those of you who've been there, if you ever seen a house going through remodeling or rebuilding, restoration, anything, one of the first things you notice, you coming in and the work has started, it looks like it's pretty bad. And God said this, it's going to get worse before it gets better. You ever went into a house or a room and they started to work on it? And they started work and you got to tear up the rug or tear up the floor, mess with the walls, tear things out, you got a big mess. It will get worse before it gets better. Your faith room. I'm going to mess with your room. I want you to have more faith, but I'm going to tear your room up. It's going to get worse before it gets better. There's a couple of things that can mess with your faith. One thing that could really mess your faith up, especially when you're walking with the Lord, is money. Oh, y'all don't believe me, but it's true. I never forget, when we were in college, me and Jackie were in college, we were married and had kids, well, we were struggling. It was rough. We were struggling. We were trying to get food stamps. We were trying to make it. Now, all of a sudden, we get a little further and get to Florence, and I'm working, I got a job, I got a house, I got a car, and I'm got my job. I'm making money, I'm doing stuff, and I'm tired and I'm giving and I'm doing all kinds of stuff for the Lord. And my faith, I love the Lord. I give, I tithe, I love the Lord. And I would just, and people say, Van, are you a yes? I'm a Christian. I believe in him. Got faith. Because I got my bills paid. Everything taken care of. I got food. Go to Disney World when we want to. We didn't go, but we go when we want to. All right? Got it. Got it going on. Lord, have mercy. God said, the carpenter said, yes, I like that van. We're going to make this faith room bigger. What you going to do, Lord? We're going to make this faith room bigger. All right, you're going to lose that job. You ain't gonna have that money. You ain't gonna see. You gonna be like, how I'm gonna pay bill? And you gonna go through it.
Are you still tithing? No, I can't. I don't. I'm scared. I don't know how to make. How am I going to make it, Lord?
And I mean, he took it. I mean, I'm struggling. I'm hurting.
And I couldn't see the plans. He's got a plan. He's working on it. He's going to get my faith there. He's working on it. But it's a mess right now. He's working on me.
I mean, that's just one area. I mean, he can mess with your health. He can mess with your family.
Oh, I got faith. My children, oh, they're all perfect. They're all doing good. Then one start acting fool.
I mean, he'll mess with you. What is he trying to do? It's going to get worse before it gets better. But I'm trying to get you there. I'm going to build your room of faith. And it's going to get worse. You're going to be struggling. You're going to be going through. You're like, what in the world is happening? But God has a plan. The carpenter has a plan. I'm going to make it to the, I'm going to get it to the place where when it's finished, you'll have more faith than ever before. I can tell you now, I got more faith than ever before. I know my God will supply all my needs. I know it. There was a time, though, I was wondering. I wake up every day, I don't know how I'm going to make it this month. I don't know how I'm going to make it this week. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But I'm going to build your faith up. Your hope. When God's doing the reworking on you, you'll get in a place. I mean, if you come into a place that's being worked on, and if you don't see the plans, you don't know what it's going to look like, you're like, I can't see nothing. I can't see what this is going to look like. It just looks terrible. And you just can't see. And there have been times I've been in places and I'm like, I'm stuck, Lord. I can't see. I can't see how you're going to get me from here to there. I can't see how I'm going to make it. I can't see me getting out of this hole. I can't see things getting better. I just can't. And see, hope can see things getting better. I'm sorry. I don't know. I know I might be the only one, but I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you feel like, I just can't see it getting any better. I don't, how you gonna do this, Lord? I ain't got the hope for it. I mean, he took all my little hope. There was a time I was, when I first got started, where I wish y'all had known me when I first started as a Christian. But I was super Christian. Ta-da! I can see everything. I see what God. Then my GPS broke. I couldn't see nothing. God broke off. I'm like, God, what? When I never forget. I was like, I've been 25 years in ministry, full-time ministry. And then I end up at Soccer Steve. And I'm like, I can't see. Why you got these two, I mean, these kids, I can't see. Why you got me these knuckles? Kid looking at me, rolling their eyes. I'll punch you in your face, but you can't touch me. You can't touch me. I know my right. And I'm like, God, you got me here. Why you got me? And I couldn't see. I could not see. I'm like, why you got me here? Couldn't see. Van, I'm working on your eyesight. I'm gonna give you a hope that you've never had before. But I'm going to take you to a place you ain't going to be able to see for a while. I'm the carpenter. I'm going to make sure your house is taken care of. Love. Love. I'm going to mess up your house. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And Van, you a preacher. So you're supposed to love people. God, y'all don't know. God took me some places. I mean, he messed my little place. He said, Van, I'm going to give you more love. But I said, God, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. I mean, you're bringing people in my face who, I don't know if you remember, there's some people that just, I can get along with just about anybody, but there's some people out there in this world, they turn you the wrong way. You ever have, I mean, you just look at them and it irk you. And then when they say something, and they saying it to you with an attitude, and you use it, oh, I'm like this, and I'm gonna, and I don't cuss, but I Christian cuss. Y'all Christian cuss? Shoot, doggone it. He know what I'm saying. And it gets to you. And I'm like, God, what are you doing? Why are you putting me? And not only that, he'll put the people that you can't stand in your face every day. I never forget, I was in a class for a whole year. This lady could not stand me. She told the principal on me. She told the assistant principal on me. They called me into the office. They said, yeah, so-and-so is complaining about you and got issues with you and so on and so forth. They would like for us to fire you. They were good with me. And I mean, she couldn't stand me. And I mean, she'd look at me with an attitude and I wasn't doing nothing. I don't even like you. But I'm like, I ain't messing with you. And I mean, for a whole year. And if I could, I mean, and I wouldn't hit a woman, but I would hit this one. And I'm like, God, what are you doing? I'm working on your love. And it's going to get worse before it get better. But I'm working on it. Because I'm going to make my house right. Can everybody hear me? He might be working on you. Well, he ain't working on you, crazy. He might, Graham, he ain't working on you either. But I know he's been working on me. Lord have mercy, been working on me. But that's the carpenter. His house is going to look right. His house is going to be of value. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome carpenter. You know how to work on us. And when everything is finished, we'll look good for you. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.